Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the show. All guests on The Fan come to you on The Fan Hotline. It's brought to you by Armstrong Business Solutions. Ed Bouchette's going to join me at 11 o'clock. Jason Lockenfora from radio.com will be joining me at 12. And then Rick Tockett at 1 o'clock. The Penguins in town tonight against the Arizona Coyotes, and what a year they're having. Rick Tockett, Phil Kessel, obviously coming back to Pittsburgh tonight. They won last night in Philly, 3-1. What a year they're having. It's amazing that Tockett is a terrific coach and was terrific here with Mike Sullivan. 10-3-3 on the road now after winning last night, 3-1 in Philly. They're first place in the Pacific, 17-9-4. Kessel had a power play goal last night and an even strength goal. I mean, an empty net goal, excuse me. So he's got 6 goals, 11 points, 11 assists, 17 points in 30 games. Not exactly highly productive, but apparently he's been battling a groin injury. Won't sit down, though. His consecutive game streak hit 804 last night. So we'll talk to Rick Tockett about all of that at 1 o'clock. But we're talking Steelers now, and I'm still not sold on Duck. I'm still not sold they're going to make the playoffs. But, man, things could be worse. I have to say that I enjoyed watching the Dallas Cowboys last night. It's always nice when Jerry Jones loses because he's so omnipresent and so out in front and so un-owner-like. I know he's the GM and, you know, it's his team. He can do whatever he wants. But for a guy that hasn't won a Super Bowl since when, 95, I don't even think they've won more than a playoff game or two since then. He's just a little over the top for me. Well, they go to Chicago last night and lose their third in a row, 31-24. They've lost 7 out of 10 after a 3-0 start. Dallas is 6-7, could be tied with Philly by Monday night. Philly's 5-7. They've been disappointing in their own right. They play the New York Football Giants on Monday night with, it looks like, Eli Manning going to be back at quarterback for the Giants. But Dallas and Philly play December 22nd in Philly. Could be for that division title. Maybe, who knows, they might have a losing record and win that NFC East. The Football Giants and also Washington in that division, and they stink. So Dallas loses again last night, 31-24. The pressure, the criticism has eased up a little bit on Mitchell Trubisky. He's had 3 pretty good games in a row, 3 touchdown passes. He ran for another last night as the Bears trying to stay in the playoff chase, but I think it's going to be too little too late for them at 7-6. The Steelers, meanwhile, head to Arizona tomorrow. A game, it's going to be interesting, I think. And the defense should be able to stop Kyler Murray, you would think. The defense did a great job earlier this season, I thought, against Lamar Jackson of Baltimore, and I heard Keith Butler talking about it yesterday. He said, we gave up the points at the end after the turnover, Juju's turnover. We gave up too many points, but they did an excellent job on Lamar Jackson, probably better than anybody has done all season. I don't think Kyler Murray is as good. He looks to run more, I think, even than Lamar Jackson does. He do design runs for him. And I shouldn't say more. Lamar runs it all the time, too. And then I heard Butler talking about it. He said, hey, when you got the football, big guys are coming after you. And it only takes one hit. And I wonder if Lamar Jackson's going to last. I wonder if Kyler Murray's going to last. But Arizona has no defense. It's, like, worst in the league. The pass defense gives up over 300 yards a game, like 20 more yards than Tampa Bay, the next worst pass defense team. I still think the Steelers are going to try to come out and run the ball with Benny Snell football. Connor not going to play again. Juju not going to play again. I still expect him to try to be at least cautious at the start with Duck. And I keep waiting for Duck to crash. And, you know, I hope he never does, but I'm just not sold yet, and I wonder if this is going to be the week. 412-928-9370. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Let's start off the morning with our good friend Jacko in Southern Cal. Hey, Jacko, how are you today?
Hey, Cookie, good Friday. We've been through rough times out here in the last 3 or 4 months, but we're going to take a mini vacation this weekend. The whole family's headed over to Arizona. Jimmy O, I know, is headed west. You're going to be there. So we're looking forward to this weekend, win or lose. But, Duck Mania is big right now. I'm extremely surprised they're 7-5. I never would have thought they'd be in this point, especially with losing Ben. Are they going to make the playoffs? I don't know. I think they have to win 3 out of 4. I mean, this is not going to be an easy game. It's always tough on the West Coast. Then you got that Buffalo game next week, and then the Jets, and then the final game against the Ravens, who are going to be fighting for a home field advantage. So are they going to make it? It's hard to say at this point.
This defense, though, Jacko, is really good, man. It's, the turnovers are coming now. They had the sacks the last couple of years, but now the turnovers are coming with them.
Yeah, they're right up there at the top, Cookie. I mean, I love this defense ever since they got Fitzpatrick. And, Watt's having a great year. Dupree, where did he come from? I know he's in a contract year. But, this is the best defense we've seen since the Polamalu days. It seems like old times with the defense.
Yeah, it sure does, Jacko. Thanks, man, for the call. I hope you have a great weekend out there in Phoenix. 412-928-9370. That's also our Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. You also can follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan. It's driven by Shorkey Jeep Chrysler Dodge with locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. I think I'm pretty much alone in this town. I'm still not buying into the Duck Mania. It's such a wonderful story. I just wonder if it can last, and I really have some concerns about them winning this game. I'd love to hear your input on it. The Steelers are actually 2.5-point favorites in Arizona. 412-928-9370 is the number to reach me. Tell me why I'm wrong. Tell me what you see that I'm not seeing in Duck. All he's done is be productive. I get that. The team, I guess what I'm most impressed about is that the team seems to rally around him. They seem to believe in him, and I guess that's really, really important. I know it's really important. And I think he's still starting to grow on the coach a little bit, although, I think the coach really likes Mason Rudolph, or at least did before that Cleveland nightmare game. And then it just seemed like ever since then, Rudolph has lost all confidence, lost his way, if you will. So, he's going with the hot hand. He's going with Duck Hodges. We'll see if Duck can deliver again. I still think that, the best thing he can do is not kill the team, as Tomlin said. He talked about that before. The one thing that Duck will do is not kill us. So we'll see if that can happen again. That pass defense from Arizona is so bad, but I still think that Steelers are going to try to run the ball. We'll talk to Ed Bouchette about that at 11 o'clock, right at the top of the hour, what he thinks is going to happen and what he makes of Duck Mania. We talked earlier, I can't ever remember anything close to Duck Mania like this. Starkey yesterday said Moose Hedberg, maybe. Certainly Tim Wakefield back in the day. But this is unbelievable. When you're talking about the quarterback of the Steelers, that's always the big deal anyway. I don't know that there isn't a more high-profile sports position in this town than quarterback for the Steelers, and I think you got to have something special to be able to handle that. And so far, Duck is showing me that he can handle it. I'd like to see a few better passes, a little better arm strength, and we'll see if he can continue doing what he's doing. But right now, it's pretty hard to argue what Duck is doing. 412-928-9370. The time is 10:36. It's brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. Water, fire, nor mold issues, or mold issues, demand the yellow van. We'll be back with more sports talk, more Steeler talk. Ed Bouchette at the top of the hour. It's Cook and Joe on Sports Radio, 93.7 The Fan.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.